Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Touchdown! Yes! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami!
Thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. I am your host, Tom Ernesty, and we are coming to you live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios on this Thursday, November 8th, as we are prepping for the Green Bay Packers this coming Sunday. We got some news to discuss today. First and foremost, let's get into a press conference that just happened. Regarding Adam Gase and updating the status of Ryan Tannehill, and of course, some more interesting news and tidbits that came out regarding Ryan Tannehill today. Let's start first with the news about Ryan Tannehill. We know about the capsule injury. It's been reported multiple times. He has a capsule injury. Fact of the matter is, Ryan Tannehill said himself that he has a capsule injury, but there's some other things there that are starting to hurt him. And as I said on the post-game wrap-up show, the injury is more than just a capsule. It sounds like there's a torn labrum. Whether it's a partial tear or a full tear, a torn labrum is a very serious injury. Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald today wrote an article, and basically, I'll read it kind of word for word here. Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill said he hopes to return for the November 25th game at Indianapolis. That's probably not going to happen, a former NFL doctor said. David Chow, the former Chargers team doctor, who basically comments now on Twitter regarding injuries with athletes, he said it's highly unlikely that Tannehill will be ready to play in that Colts game, which follows Miami's bye week. He has a greater chance that his season is done than he does playing against the Colts. So, you know, Dolphins are hopeful. Ryan Tannehill is hopeful. And as I wrote in an article this past week, you can only have so much hope. It's time to shut him down. My opinion, you have to shut Ryan Tannehill down. There's a lot of different things that can come from Ryan Tannehill playing. The biggest thing that can come from it is that he gets hurt even more, which will cause an issue as he has surgery, which will keep him out for an extended period of time once he potentially does have surgery. You might as well just get it over with now. Brock Osweiler he's been admirable at quarterback for the Dolphins in Tannehill's absence. He's 2-2 as a starter. He's thrown for over 1,000 yards with 6 touchdowns. I think you just let it play out at this point. Ryan Tannehill, I don't believe in my heart that he will play. Just from experience with this injury, I do not believe that is going to happen. Chow also wrote that Tannehill will not play until December at the earliest, noting that Tannehill's words tell us there's a tear of his shoulder capsule, which is your labrum. We're trying to get it to heal up because every time the arm goes through that motion, it stresses that capsule, Tannehill said on Wednesday in his press conference. That's the goal right now, just to let the thing tighten back down, heal up, and get back to throwing during the bye. Where Chow responded, the words heal and tighten back down means that there is at least a partial tear. Dolphins have said that there is an injury to his shoulder capsule, but not acknowledged any tear. Chow usually takes, what he said is it usually takes a minimum of 6 weeks before one can stress the capsule. Once a quarterback can make the throws, it is still typically weeks before he is ready to play. Tannehill will miss the 5th straight game this week against the Green Bay Packers, which we all expected. We figured that it was going to be an injury that could keep him out past the bye week. But now once we get to the bye week, what exactly happens? Does he start throwing? Is there no pain in his shoulder? It's very hard to tell right now, but all signs are pointing that he is not going to be playing for a little while, if not for the remainder of the season. Speaking of the Colts game, That game has been officially moved from a 1 o'clock time slot to a 4:25 time slot after the bye week, which is the same thing that's happened this week. The NFL has moved the Dolphins game from 1 o'clock to 4:25 against the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau. They are moving the Dolphins game at Indianapolis to also a 4:25 start. So with every game except for the Thursday game lined up for 1 o'clock, the Dolphins have been flexed out of that spot twice over the next two games. So remember, 4:25 this week and 4:25 after the bye week. That was reported also today by Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald. One big topic outside of the Ryan Tannehill drama and Rashad Jones drama is the running backs. The running backs of course, Frank Gore, as well as Kenyon Drake. A lot of shocking revelations have been happening this year, especially the way Drake played in the last 6-7 games of last year. Coming into this year as the lead back with Gore is that change of pace. That's not how it's worked out at this point. I'm going to go over some stats right now and give you some opinions regarding the Frank Gore, Kenyon Drake conundrum, so to speak, where a lot of fans are very confused about why Gore is getting the touches he's getting and Drake is not getting the touches he's getting. But let's get into that right now. So Frank Gore on the season has 104 carries, 438 yards, and 4.2 yards per carry. In receiving, he's had 9 targets, 7 receptions, 68 yards, 9.7 yards per catch, and 1 touchdown this year. Comparison with Kenyon Drake, he's got 73 carries for 349 yards at a 4.8 yards per carry average with 3 touchdowns. Receiving, he's had 47 targets. He's caught 31 passes for 223 yards, a 7.2 yards per catch average, and 2 touchdowns. So all in all, Gore has received 31 more carries. He's got 89 more yards on the ground. So when you really break that down, that's about 3 yards per carry for the additional 31 carries. Where Drake has had 24 more receptions, 38 additional targets, and 155 more yards in the passing game than Frank Gore. So at the end of the day, is Gore playing more than Kenyon Drake? There are times where the snap count's a little bit deficient, but not too much, because as we know, Drake is getting a lot more catches out of the back, a lot more targets in the passing game. So why has everyone been out of shape about this? Well, for me, we've seen the big plays from Kenyon Drake, and we saw one not too long ago against the Detroit Lions where he took a ball and ran it for 50 yards for a touchdown on a run. All it was a nice zone block, got to the outside, and took off pretty much untouched for a touchdown. Frank Gore is not that running back anymore, but what Frank Gore brings to the table is that vision. You know, between the tackles vision, he's able to jump cut, he's able to pick up 3, 4, 5 really tough yards, even when he's hit and he's got contact, he's still moving his legs and trying to move the pile. Frank Gore, He's done this for so long, folks. He is a very good running back. Still, at the age of 35, he has been fantastic for the Miami Dolphins. And going into this game in Green Bay, what can we expect? Well, Drake has never played against the Packers in his short 3-year career, so this is his first attempt at Green Bay. However, Frank Gore, coming from San Francisco as well as Indianapolis, has played the Packers 5 times in his career. His average in those games is 16 carries for 81 yards, and he averages a touchdown a game. Again, that's over a span of 5 games. So he's had success against the Packers. And when you look back on this past week's game with the Patriots and the Packers, the one thing that the Patriots did very well was really to mix up the ground game. And Cordell Patterson, who is a wide receiver, had phenomenal success running the football against the Green Bay Packers because he is a very fast downhill runner. Obviously, he's had kickoff returns for touchdowns. He's had long receptions for touchdowns over the course of his career. He had a big mismatch with the Green Bay Packers. The Packers have So a lot of injuries, especially at linebacker. Last week they were playing, looked like a 5-2 defense. A lot of nickel and dime defense for the Packers last week against the New England Patriots. And they were able to exploit those matchups. And, you know, when James White wasn't getting it done on the ground, Cordarrelle Patterson was actually the guy they were giving the ball to instead of Kenyon Barner. So it's a lot to look at. And I think they can really expose the Green Bay Packers this week with Kenyon Drake, whether it's out of the backfield receiving or if it's him running the football. I think his speed can cause issues for the Packers coming into this game this week. Let's not get too caught up again between the carry discrepancy as well as everything else, because at the end of the day, both these running backs have been productive. Each of them have had their share of very good games this year. Gore was against the Chicago Bears, and you know Drake has had big plays against the Houston Texans, Cincinnati Bengals, and the Detroit Lions off the top of my head. So both of these guys work well together. They're not oil and water. Gase is trying to find the right matchups and to try to figure out what running back on what situations will make the most sense to be able to move the football. That's the most important thing. If the Dolphins are moving the football and they can put up points, God knows they need to put up points this week against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. But I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into the injury report, discuss the laundry list of injuries for the Miami Dolphins, and also get into some of the Packers injury news as well as we go into Friday and the final day of practice before the game on Sunday against the Packers. I'll be back right after these words.
Sinbad Sports is the number one sports memorabilia company in South Florida and the number one place to go get authentic Miami Dolphins signed memorabilia. Sinbad Sports has had the likes of Albert Wilson, Kiko Alonso, Frank Gore, Jakeem Grant, Rashad Jones, Ricky Williams, and Cam Wake in for recent autograph signings. So when you're in South Florida, go ahead and visit Sinbad Sports at 1976 South University Drive, Davie, Florida. Tell them DolphinsTalk.com say. DolphinsTalk.com is your one website for all things Miami Dolphins. With the award-winning DolphinsTalk.com podcast, in-depth video breakdowns and analysis, as well as daily articles all year round, DolphinsTalk.com is the place to go for all of your Miami Dolphins needs. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at DolphinsTalk and to visit our website, DolphinsTalk.com, each and every day.
We are back here for DolphinsTalk.com Daily. This is your host, Tom Earnesty. Let's get into the injury report. But first, before we dive into this week's injury report for the Miami Dolphins as well as the Green Bay Packers, let's talk about the fines. Let's talk about Adam Gase and the Miami Dolphins getting fined. The Dolphins were fined $30,000 and Adam Gase was fined for $15,000 for violating the NFL injury report policy in advance of the October 14th game against the Chicago Bears. The Dolphins comment, "We have been fully cooperative and transparent with the NFL throughout this process. We received the penalties imposed and will have no further comment." Short and sweet, right? Basically, this is all stemming off the Ryan Tannehill injury as he was practicing that Wednesday, as we all know about. He was practicing on Wednesday, felt discomfort in his shoulder. As the week progressed, it got generally worse. He was listed questionable for the game, which means he has a 50-50 chance of playing, and then immediately was ruled out at about 11:30 on game day. with that injury. So you can't list a player questionable for the game and not have him even play. Usually when you list people questionable, it's like a probable, it basically is a probable status the way it used to be. So most players are questionable, will play in the game. If not, they won't. But that week, they did not disclose Tannehill's injury on the injury report. That's the biggest thing there as well. He was a full participant in practice on Thursday, October 11th, when he should have been listed as limited. So because he was limited, and all the reports that came out that says he was limited, that Brock Osweiler was taking first team reps, he shouldn't have been listed questionable for the game that Sunday. So that is done. But personally, they got off a little easy, in my opinion. There have been teams that have been docked a lot more money for such instances on the injury report. I think I recall a time the Patriots have been was fined big money, but now they just play games with people with their injury reports by listing 25 players questionable for every single week. All right, let's get into this week's injury report. First, we're going to start with the Green Bay Packers. For Wednesday's practice, we don't have Thursdays at this point, but for Wednesday's practice, no Jimmy Graham practicing, and Kevin King also not practicing. Graham has a knee injury that he sustained during the Patriots game. He did not participate in practice this week. On Wednesday, we're waiting to see what happens with practice today, Thursday, and see if he's a limited participant. But he did not practice at all on Wednesday. Limited participation in practice. Kenshaw Bryce, he's the safety for Green Bay. He has a knee injury. Offensive tackle Brian Bulaga, he has a knee injury. And Blake Martinez has an ankle injury. He was able to come back against the New England Patriots last week after he got some treatment as well as some tape. He was able to get back out there. Full participants in practice, so looking like these guys will be ready to go for Sunday's game. Randall Cobb with a hamstring, he looks like he'll be ready to go. Outside linebacker Nick Perry has an ankle injury, he'll be ready to go. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers. He will be fully ready to go for Sunday's game against the Miami Dolphins. So let's get into the Miami Dolphins at this point for their injury report. And with typical fashion, on Wednesday, Danny Amendola and Cameron Wake both did not practice. Veterans Day off. Neither injury related. Charles Harris did work on the side, but it doesn't look like he'll be playing this week. He's doing individual drills. He still seems like he's going to be out through the bye week and most likely might be back for the Colts game that following Sunday. Limited participants in practice. Jakeem Grant with an Achilles injury. God knows we can't sustain more wide receiver injuries, but it looks like he may be able to go this week. He was a limited participant. We'll see if he ramps up practice going further. Ted Larson has a neck strain. He was a limited participant. Kenny Stills with his groin, he was limited. Ryan Tannehill, of course, with his right shoulder, was limited. And the two big names on this list for limited participation is Juwan James and Laremy Tunsil. Knee and ankle injury for Tunsil and knee injury for James, both limited in practice today. Adam Gase, in his press conference today, said he has contingency plans. These guys are going to be game-time decisions on Sunday. If they can't go, if neither of them can play, Stirrup and Sam Young will be your tackles on Sunday. And folks, I will highly recommend to not turn the game on if those two players are playing tackle for the Miami Dolphins on Sunday against the Packers. It will be ugly for Brock Osweiler and this offense, most likely. But that is something that we're going to keep our eye on throughout the week. But today's press conference after Thursday's practice, Gase said that Juwan James and Tunsil will both be limited throughout the week and be questionable game time decisions going into Sunday's game. He says he has a game plan for if one or none cannot play. If the game plan is Stirrup and Young, good Lord, this team is in trouble. Full participants in practice, Stephon Anthony with a quad. He's been doing very good work on special teams for the Dolphins. Jesse Davis with an elbow injury. AJ Derby, full participant. It looks like he is finally going to get back onto the field this week. against the Packers, as he is a full participant in practice. I would be very shocked to see him not play this week. Kenyon Drake with a shoulder injury, Xavier Howard, Rashad Jones, TJ McDonald, Devontae Parker. Yes, Devontae Parker showed up on the list with a knee injury. He was a full participant, so it looks like he should be able to go on Sunday. But who knows? He also fell apart earlier in the season with an injury and then couldn't play a few weeks back. Robert Quinn with an ankle injury and Travis Swanson with an elbow injury. That is the injury report at this time heading into the game on Sunday. A lot to really look forward to as we go through Friday's practice. It's going to be big news with Tunsil and Juwan James and seeing if they can get through a practice without much issue. Fingers crossed, we do not want to see either of those guys not play. But, you know, hopefully they will be healthy from that those injuries that they sustained last week. Last thing that I'd like to say, prayers to all affected by the gun violence that happened in Southern California early this morning on Thursday. Just tragic news. 12 people have been killed. Folks, if you have any issues, please go talk to somebody. Please work out your problems. Gun to complete strangers is just not a way to relieve your stress. It's just a horrible, horrible situation. So prayers to everybody that could have been affected by this, and hope for the best as we move forward as a country and as people. So I wanted to bring that up. I know this is a sports talk show, but that some tragic news that happened early this morning. Mike will be back on Friday with a DolphinsTalk.com daily show. I will be back on Sunday morning leading us up to kickoff with the Green Bay Packers on Countdown to Kickoff, presented by Sinbad Sports. Please be sure to go check out DolphinsTalk.com for all your Miami Dolphins information, news, opinions. We have a great staff of people writing great articles every single day. So please be sure to go check out the website for everything related to the Miami Dolphins. Thank you for listening to today's show. I was very gracious that I was able to bring you a show today, as Mike is currently out dealing with some things. But again, he will be back on Friday with another edition of DolphinsTalk.com Daily. I am Tom Earnessy. I really appreciate all of you listening. Fins up. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.